Well, thank you to all you. They worked very hard on all those. Lots of performing, lots of getting ready for that. So thank you. And Larry, the Museum of Yetis is real, and so is the Nome countryside. You can visit in Pennsylvania. Yes. So. Well, once again, my name is Todd Johnson, and I'm going to talk to you today about things that are lost. The great former baseball player and philosopher Yogi Berra said, "Objects are lost because people look for them where they are not, instead of where they are." Simple enough. There was a study of 3,000 adults carried out by eSure Home Insurance, and it provided some interesting information. The research found out we lose 9 items every day, or 198,743 in a lifetime. 3,285 items misplaced every 12 months. So a total of 3,680 hours, or 153 days, spent looking for lost items in our lifetime. And 3/4 of items that are lost at home, and the rest are lost in your vehicle or your workplace. Untidiness and poor memory led to most items being lost. And half the people surveyed wished that they were better organized. They said on average about 10 minutes a day are spent looking for lost items. And many claim they spent over an hour a day looking for lost items. And who's worse, men or women? And the answer is men. Men were worse than women. A third of wives claim their husbands regularly misplaced lost items. Of course, the same study showed that 4 out of 10 couples argue about items that were lost. So, now here's the top list of items that are lost. I'm guessing everybody has a few on this list. Phones. Phones was number one. Phones. House keys. Car keys. Paperwork. Sunglasses. Purses. Wallets. Lip balm, hairbrushes, gloves, clothing, umbrellas, books, bank cards, train or bus tickets, coats, diaries, hats, laptops, and cars made the list. 1 out of 10 people lose their car in a parking lot. Tablets and e-readers. And other answers right outside the top 20 were friends. And many said their mind. Pens, shoes, rings, bills. This one was interesting. Kids. Watches, lipstick, bobby pins, briefcases, and lastly, their dignity. And my kids, like most kids, they lose things all the time. So we have a saying at our house, and it's I say the 5 words I want to hear, which is keep up with your stuff. And so that's what they have to say when they lose things. They always say that, which worked out really well until a few weeks ago. I went to lunch with the Martins, and I have a bag I take for my daughter, and I got home, was putting up laundry, and I realized I left the bag. Oops. So I hurriedly went back to get the bag, and I got home, and my son said, "Dad, what's the 5 words I want to hear?" I said, "Keep up with your stuff." All right, but now we're gonna turn our attention over to Luke chapter 15 and look at the famous story of something that was lost. So Luke chapter 15. William Barclay said, "There is no chapter of the New Testament so well known and so dearly loved as the 15th chapter of Luke's Gospel. It's been called the Gospel in the Gospel. It contains the very distilled essence of the good news which Jesus came to tell. This is the trilogy of the lost sheep, the lost coin, and the lost son." So today we're going to look at the parable of the lost sheep. Parable of lost sheep, it's an illustration. A parable uses an important lesson to show an important truth or a special lesson. In this parable, Jesus is the shepherd, we are the sheep. So now we're going to get a little bit closer into the parable of the lost sheep. And you're going to notice 4 things. You're going to notice the complaining, the search, the success, and then a celebration. But first comes the complaining. Verses 1 and 2. "Now the tax collectors and sinners were all gathering around to hear him. But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law muttered, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." Now, why were the Pharisees muttering and complaining? They were trying to stay clean according to Old Testament law. They avoided certain kinds of people, certain situations. And here, Jesus disregards all that. He helped those with leprosy, didn't avoid certain classes of people, didn't worry about accusations or his reputation. He helped those who needed help. Jesus showed the people how much God loves them. But first, what is the role of a shepherd? The role of a shepherd consists of keeping sheep safe, take care of all needs of the sheep. And a shepherd often worked for the owner of the sheep, so the shepherd would be responsible if anything happened to the sheep. So the shepherd would have to be experienced, a shepherd would have to be trusted. So now we're going to see the search. Verses 3 and 4. Then Jesus told them this parable. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Does he leave the 99 in the open country and go out to the lost sheep until he finds it? So the shepherd must find this lost sheep. Shepherd is responsible for that lost sheep. The shepherd knows how many sheep he has. Shepherd knows how many he's lost. And of course, if a lost sheep, that would damage the shepherd's reputation. And the shepherd doesn't wait for the sheep to come back. He must go find that sheep and go on the search. And notice the shepherd would have to leave the sheep behind. No guarantee all those sheep he left behind would be safe. But that's how important the one sheep is. And how difficult is it to keep up with sheep? They're scared of thunderstorms. They're prone to panic. They frighten easily. The Texas Sheep and Goat Raisers Association says that sheep are easy prey for predators. They can't protect themselves, and they're easy to catch. I found a story where there was a bunch of shepherds. They decided to get some breakfast, and they looked up, and all of a sudden, one of the sheep jumped off a cliff. And then almost 1,500 sheep followed. Unfortunately, many didn't survive. Unfortunately, a bunch did because they have a softer landing in the first few. True story. So does it seem crazy to leave 99 sheep behind to go find one? The sheep are probably in a sheepfold. A sheepfold will keep them safe, but once again, no guarantee those sheep would be safe. This lost sheep was not going to make it back on its own. The sheep was not safe. It was in danger. This shepherd was going to look for that lost sheep. And there was a time when many of you here were not a believer, yet Christ sought you out. Like the lost sheep, we need rescuing. And now we're going to see the success, verses 5 and 6. And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep." So the sheep is found, and what does the shepherd do? He puts the sheep on his shoulders. What a beautiful image of the shepherd putting that sheep on his shoulders. And notice it says joyfully. This shepherd was more than happy to put that sheep on his shoulders. And notice as well, the shepherd doesn't care how much trouble that sheep caused him. You don't hear complaining. You don't hear any lectures or anything to the sheep. Is there any doubt for anybody here that God can carry you? And now we're going to see the celebration. Verse 7, I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. So the joy of God is expressed for those who are lost and now have been found. So the parable of lost sheep contains the complaining, the search, the success, and the celebration. Henry H. Halley says, "We may stumble and stumble and stumble, but as long as we keep our face towards him, he will forgive and forgive and forgive, till at last, by his grace and power, everything that is displeasing to him will be banished from our lives." I want to share one last quick story. We had time. And years ago, we lived on Shamrock. and we had two little white dogs, and one night we're sitting in our den with our dogs, and a cat came through the dog door. So we weren't sure what to, being new to cats, we weren't sure what to do with the cat, so we put the dogs up, and the cat was a little ragged looking, and then we thought the door was shut, but it was not shut, so the dogs ran out, and the cat slapped one of them silly. So the cat got booted out, yeah. So, but it slept outside our windowsill all night and meowed all night. So as soon as we opened the garage door the next morning, the cat was there. But this time I noticed something different. He had a little speck of green back here. He was pretty ragged looking. So I pull that collar out, and I had a rabies tag on there. So I call the number up, and I tracked down the owner, and come to find out it lived across the street in his apartment complexes, and the cat had been gone for over 6 months. So then I run out and I grab the cat out of the garage and put it in our guest room, and the cat got under the covers and put its head on the pillow like a relieved child. I was a little surprised. And so I made the phone call to this family, and here they show up with two kids just overjoyed that their cat that was lost had been found. And perhaps you're feeling lost today. Perhaps you're like the lost sheep. Perhaps you're like that cat that was lost and found. God loves you deeply. God has compassion for you. Perhaps you need to put your faith and trust in the Good Shepherd. John 10:11 says, "I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." Daniel Boone was this great wilderness explorer. He was this, you remember his theme song from the TV show? Daniel Boone was a man. He was a big man with an eye like an eagle, and as tall as a mountain was he. Well, Daniel Boone lived off the land. He was rugged. And somebody asked him, he said, "Have you ever been lost before?" He thought about it a second. He said, "No, never been lost, but it was a mite confused for 3 or 4 days once." So Daniel Boone didn't admit that he was lost, but perhaps today you're confused. Possibly you find yourself wandering in the wrong direction. Perhaps you're in need of a loving Savior. You are valuable to the Lord. Romans 5:8, "But God demonstrates his own love towards us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Thank you.